The following segment was recorded on October 26, 2006. While much has changed in the world over the last 12 years, for Dave the Waterman, things have remained pretty much the same.
Last 2 days, Dave the Waterman has not been here because he had to go to Tampa and meet a man.
And also,
he did meet a man.
He met a gentleman.
Yeah, everybody know.
Let me see.
I faxed it over, but apparently it didn't go through.
Is that a note, Haney?
Mm-hmm.
From a doctor? Yeah, see if it's got the watermark. Forged?
It's been altered.
Let me see.
It's legit.
If you look at it, you'll see a yellow line.
Yes.
And this is Dave's handwriting.
Let me see. Please.
It's Dave's handwriting.
That is so... Dave's handwriting. It's great what you can do with a whiteout and a copy machine, isn't it?
That's your handwriting.
That's legit, man.
That's your handwriting.
No, it ain't, man.
You want to come clean now?
Did the doctor ask you to fill it out yourself?
No.
Then why is your handwriting?
It's not my handwriting, man.
Here. Here's a pen.
Not my handwriting.
Yeah.
Write your name.
All right. Okay. All right.
Write your name.
You got it. You got it. Here we go.
It starts with a D.
That is his handwriting.
I know it is.
And if you hold it up to the light, you'll see that there's a yellow line up there.
And I'll tell you why. If you give me a second.
Because you put it there, didn't you?
No, I'll tell you guys exactly why in a minute. That's my handwriting right there.
Oh, yeah. That's your fancy writing.
No, it ain't. That's my handwriting, man. I'll tell you guys.
It's similar.
I know it is.
If he's, that's his handwriting.
Of course it is.
Can you give me five? Well, all right. Next break.
All right. So
next break.
Why don't you tell us about your last couple of days?
I drive up to Tampa.
Yeah.
Well, I thought your dad drove.
I thought your dad drove. Was it just you and your dad?
Yeah. We go up to Tampa.
Was it just you and your dad?
Me and Big Daddy V went to Tampa.
Anybody else?
No. We get up there. Good God,
that's
good. And. You know, we get up there, we hang out, you know, do the thing, do what we got to do, spend the night.
And that's the first night where you were out with the gentleman.
With the man.
Yeah, that's when I went down to the bar there at the hotel.
And met the man.
And an older gentleman came up and said, hey, you're a cool cat. And
let me buy you a cab, let me buy you lap dances, let me buy you drinks. You're a complete stranger, but I want to show you straight porn before I bring out the gay.
Well, let me tell you what.
Okay, hold that thought.
I'd like to tell you about the Daves I know.
These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves
I know. We missed you, Dave.
Yeah.
I know. I'll be back. That's what takes up here tonight.
And he's got to quit smoking.
Yeah, I suck at
it. But most of us are Daves. Yodel for me.
Here it is. 14 before 7 at 6:46. Back from the dead, back from hell, it's Dave.
All right. Mike Drudge is 40 today.
Bandaged up like a mummy.
Well, he's already said that that's coming off for the show. That's just for our benefit.
No, it's just because it's still bleeding.
Oh, because we're counting on you for the show big time.
Don't worry, I'll be there. It's just I've still got a little blood. Mike Drudge is 40
you're
today.
You're the showman of the group.
Well, I'm going to get up there and we're going to make this thing
happen. Have you already thought about what you want to do?
I've slowly put a little thought in it.
Because I want you to come up with something that's every bit as good as anything Ted Nugent did on Double Live Gonzo as far as stage talk.
You got it, Haney. You got it. Anyways, well, pardon me.
Jeez.
Mike Drudge is 40 today. He's the internet hack who, according
that's
to...
That's Matt.
Not Mike.
Oh, yeah, Matt Drudge. Who according,
Mike is what you're eating right now.
who, according to an ABC News study, is only accurate...
accurate.
37.8% of the time.
Yeah, but he doesn't report a whole lot either. So that percentage goes way, way down. His website is basically nothing but links to other news organizations.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Weiland, 39 today. Marla Maples, 43 today. Gold Digger. Ivan Reitman is 60.
At the Copa, Copacabana.
John Cleese is 67 today.
North of Havana. At the Copa.
John Gotti lasted from 1940 to 2002.
Music and passion were always in fashion at the Copa. They fell in love.
Baby.
Nice, Dan.
Copacabana. Honey,
let's hang this up and do the lounge thing.
Yeah, why not, man? Teddy Roosevelt.
He wasn't including you.
Yeah, I'd include him.
You would? Doing what?
Set up and tear down.
What do we pay Tom for?
Well, he's going to be playing guitar.
Yeah.
And programming all the instruments.
Right, all into that computer.
Yeah. I know all the chords.
You can hear in there, man, without headphones?
Yeah, these are so loud. I just got them sitting here. Oh. I got to tweak them.
Pay attention to what you're doing.
And Tom, please.
It's a whole new surrounding
for
me.
When you're speaking to Dave, please don't use the word tweak.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. I got.
Tweet. Twink.
My bathroom's brewing right now.
What?
The old tub. Bathtub tweak.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Teddy Roosevelt.
I thought you meant you had to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Not yet. Teddy.
How else would you take that if somebody says to you, my bathroom's brewing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't see me laughing, do you?
No, because standing 11.
What's the next thing?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Dave's all bandaged up. Yeah. He can't even hardly breathe through his nose because it's all gauzed up.
Tell me this. Yeah. How is Teddy Roosevelt related to Federal Roosevelt?
His brother.
And what's the dog's name?
Fala. Yep, Fala. That's my grandpa used to take care of the dog.
And right. Fala was owned by Federal Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And the dog's related to you.
Yeah, I've got relation to that dog. Needles poked into it. Oh, whatever else. You know, it's shots. It's rabies
shots.
You
on a personal painkiller?
What?
I don't know what you're on.
'01, boxer shorts were introduced. 1964, Sonny Bono and married Cher in Tijuana, Mexico. Cher wore virginal bell bottoms.
Virginal.
Mm-hmm. They divorced on February 20th, 1974, and then Sonny skied into a tree in 1998 and died.
Didn't they keep doing the show after
they
divorced?
They most certainly did. The thing was, after the divorce, they both tried to do their own show. Cher, I think, was on CBS. CBS kept her and booted Sonny. He went to ABC. Both of their shows bombed. And then Sonny, after they divorced, came back to CBS to try to rekindle the old show.
That was really,
it didn't work.
It was humiliating for him.
1988, Larry Flint paid a hitman $1 million to kill Hugh Hefner, Bob Guccione, and Frank Sinatra.
Did you dream that?
That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Nope. Paid a hitman $1 million trying to kill all three.
Did he get his money back?
Oh, one of them's in a wheelchair.
That's the guy that ordered the hit.
The guy.
Oh, well, maybe he hit the wrong guy. I don't know. 1991, the first U.S. death resulting from bungee jumping occurred in Paris, California.
Where's that?
I have no idea, man. Never heard of it. In the desert. 1999, New York Yankees won their second straight World Series, sweeping the Atlanta Braves in four games. 1977, Leonard Skinner...
Didn't even say thank you.
No.
Oh, thank you. 1977, Leonard Skinner... final pre-death album, Street Survivors. Final pre-death album, Street Survivors, with the classic honky jams, What's Your Name, That Smell, which I can't, and You Got That Right with Certified Gold.
Oh, it's about you.
Yeah. You and I could do a great lounge version of You Got That Right.
Oh, yeah. You know,
trading off those verses.
Yeah, with the dual lead vocals.
Julia Roberts, 39. Joaquin Phoenix, 32. Andy Richter, 40.
And that's the almanac.
I got
outro. You're
One last one, Stan.
Then come on.
1947, Groucho Marx's radio show, You Bet Your Life, premiered on ABC. And that's the Almanac for Friday, October 26, 2006. Thank God.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
For her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
My God. Yeah, you know what? Before the show starts, Waterman's listening to him 12 years ago, and he's still lying about it.
Come on, man.
As his Uncle Haney said, deflect it, deflect it. That's Dave's style, deflect.
I don't know what was happening then.
Oh,
I was heavily medicated.
Sure,
Stan.
You were, by something you were cooking up in your tub.
Come on,
you know,
man.
Not today, right?
Not today. Yeah, not, it's a not good today. Show today.
Have you seen any more pickle jars around?
No, I haven't. No, so, I haven't been back there.
Oh.
Not today, bro.
So we don't know if they moved on or not.
Yeah, we don't know. I'll check it out next break.
Our old producer, Tommy. This is the 12 years. And it's the same with him. He hasn't learned. Oh.
Our old producer, Tommy, and I found it today, put together a little jazz scat based on...
Isn't that amazing?
Not today.
Because Junior did the same thing, yep. Not knowing that Tommy had done
yep.
it.
Yep, take a listen to this. This is brilliance by our producer, Tommy. Even back then, with your crutches of not today, bro, not today.
You know what? Doesn't he ever get any credit at all for being consistent?
Consistent with the lies.
I got you the lies.
You know, right? I can see by the look in your face right now, you know that this is,
I have jumped
you've been running.
Fences for you.
You've jumped. Listen to this. This is beautiful stuff. This is beautiful stuff from 12 years ago. Because nothing's changed with him.
Let's enjoy.
I've never been more concerned about his overall well-being as I am this morning. I need something for the pain. Toe would get all inflamed and... Aw, man. You gotta bring me in some pain pills, man. Bra.
Oh, man. Oh,
man. Baby. 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Bra.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I can't hear you. Swinging like a pendulum. Don't get all huffed up. Woo!
Ring, ring, ring.
Not today.
Not today.
Hurt feelings. You keep talking. Attaboy.
Fingers all swelled up.
I'll buy.
Not today.
That's not about you. What's the answer?
Not today.
But you're on to these cats.
Not today.
Murder.
Not today.
Cause a big ruckus. Power.
Yeah.
Girls.
The hard streets of L.A.
Well, that's mighty adult of you. Seen life, lived life. Flies into the alleyway. Not today.
Not today, bro.
Not today, bro.
What a
professional. Same old broken record.
Professional.
Over almost a decade and a half.
Not today, bro.
That's good to see you, boys.
Yeah, deflect. You're right.
No, I'm just saying, good deflect. To see you. Why? I cannot say that.
How'd the show go?
Well, it was Dolphins last night. We had Dolphins on last night.
But that was a bad show.
Yeah, but Dave was much deserving of a day off after putting in a good 3 days.
No, that's not true, brah.
What's that, brah?
Because he did Friday as well.
Okay, but he had 2 days off there, brah.
I would have been here, granted, but we ran the Dolphins.
Today's your 1 week anniversary. So yeah, how's it been going? This is the first time we've had a chance to really talk to you, where you've been doing the Roger Marley show.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, brah.
So how has it been? Are you enjoying it?
Loving it, man. We're having a good time. We really are.
What happens on your show?
We get those callers that are starting to get the little sauced up.
Like you.
Shut up, man. Okay? Not today.
Not today, bro.
And so we have some fun with them. You know, we're spinning some tunes. Yeah, and me and Roger just jawing back and forth. Yeah. And
I'm talking about on the air.
Yeah. Well, he comes back on the air and tells you how that tune rocked.
Nope, not anymore.
Did you stop that?
Yep. Yeah, I stopped it. And
was it becoming an issue?
Yeah. Because, man, look, I'm a rocker, and I love hearing tunes. And when I hear a good tune, I will admit and say, hey, you know what? That rocked. I dig that, you know?
But Jeff told you not to do it, right?
Yeah, he's like, hey, just calm down with that, will you?
Absolute Law text line.
Oh, boy.
Ahoy, guys.
Here we go.
Let's all sit back, relax, turn off our IQs, and listen to Fry Dave.
There is nothing wrong with dumbing it down sometimes.
Yep. Why do you think you're hearing on Fridays?
Yeah, we like to do it too.
Yep.
You know,
where just, we bring just, in and just dumb it down.
Dumb it down, relax, don't worry about nothing.
It's hard for me to do that.
Me too, truly.
It is not. It's your natural nature. It's your natural nature to dumb it down.
No, it's not, Stan.
I'm
very on edge all the time.
Can you give me any tips as to how I can dumb it down? Because it's hard for me to get there.
Yeah, I got a tip on how you can dumb it down.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Junior.
Yeah.
What's he got?
See, what you gotta do to dumb it down is you have somebody walk up behind you.
Yeah.
When you're not expecting it.
Oh yeah.
And then swing hard.
Yeah. Oh okay. Yeah.
Swing real hard, and then this happens.
Bro, I've been hit in the head with a shovel.
Yep.
Okay. I've been hit in the head 2 months later with a dumb.
There you go. Dumb it down.
Oh, that's so much better.
Take a lot of head hits, man.
Not today, brah.
Well, the only time that I had a concussion that made me go blind is because that chick with the VW bug, I was on the running board, and I nearly ate it into an oak. But for a couple of seconds, I ran like the $6 million man.
Now, that's cool.
You have some explaining to do, and I'm glad a texter reminded me of it. Because you have the habit of doing it here, too. Explain yourself on the air the last time you were on the air, because I listened to it, and I heard Roger Morley completely perplexed. You left the studio while on the air and didn't come back in for at least two breaks.
No, it wasn't two breaks. It wasn't two breaks. It was a break.
He's relaxed and at home here.
And you just decided to leave.
I had to.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was something we were doing, okay? Me and Roger.
Oh, so you were doing a thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it was.
Which required you to leave.
Is that secret?
No, I just didn't want to scream it out loud. But yeah, we were doing a thing. We were doing like a little bit, man. And
a bit. That he just leaves.
That's what.
That was a great bit.
Me and Roger came up with it. And we said, let's give it a shot.
Just leave.
Was it on the air?
You are called in on the hotline, and I was, sitting on the toilet.
Oh, so you did do it.
Yeah, I was on the, I was.
How did it turn out?
I thought it was pretty funny, but maybe a lot of people don't.
I heard it.
Did you think, you thought it was funny?
I thought it was
all right. Be honest.
Yeah, seriously,
Stop trying to please me.
I'm not.
Say that.
You shut up.
Did you do that thing where you were supposed to crawl in the dumpster?
No, we're doing that today.
Oh, sorry.
See, you just done let it out of the bag.
Just let it out of the bag. What are you doing? You're crawling into a dumpster? That's
it's
radio,
not the
man.
First time I've been in a dumpster.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I just did. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney show. We'll have open phones prize blowout today. 4 o'clock safe word. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks just sneaked by on the winning side, 7-6 this week. But that's not what I want to talk about now. It's not why I got the mics open. Stretch jeans.
Oh.
We really try. And I think in this case, you'll agree with me, he's a good boy.
He is a good boy. He's very talented. He does a phenomenal job.
But you know what? I think we need to have Dave explain some things to him. And what I'd like you to explain to him, Dave, is just how dangerous peer pressure can be.
Well, first of all, because I just let it float out, he's Junior, our producer, has gone clothes shopping.
No. he had his sister take him clothes shopping.
But he went clothes shopping. His sister helped him pick out today's styles. And
I don't want today's styles.
I mean, anything. I want comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he...
Well, I like to be identifiably male.
Yeah, well, he... He's wearing a pair. He's got new clothes
I
on.
I didn't even know that such a thing existed.
I was out back and took a look and said, what the hell is that?
I didn't
that?
Even know now, they made things
now,
like that.
Now, if Dave's talking to you, make sure you stand up for yourself.
Stand up straight.
Yep, stand up straight.
You better, buddy.
Be a man.
Yeah, because are you going to deny? Now, I'm trying
no,
to
No, he never denies anything.
I'm trying to be cool about it. You got a pair of... stretch jeans. They cling.
Are not they're like
they
cling jeans.
To
they
you.
They are. Jeans.
What are they?
They are
they're jeans.
No,
those
they're not.
Are not jeans.
Go ahead, Dave. You get them, buddy. You go, Dave.
We were out back, brother, and I said, "Hey, you know, we're talking." Brother. And I look, and I said, "Hey, you got your new pair of jeans."
He
and
can talk like that because he's been beat up by wrestlers.
And I look. Yep. I look and I say, wait a second, man. Those things are awfully tight, man. I mean, how in the world do you even move in those things?
You can see everything he's got in his pockets.
Everything. His wallet, keys, lighter, pack of smokes. Everything's just blinging. Yep. Just right.
Blinging?
You're just ripe to get robbed, bro.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Robbed?
Well, yeah. No, he ain't getting robbed because nobody can get it out of there.
No.
Well, that's true because it's, you know why? Because they're tight.
Let me just say something to you, Dave. As you're talking to Junior.
But they're tight.
He's younger than you, and he's bigger than you.
That's
all right. If you get him mad, he's going to crush you like a bug.
You don't know that.
Oh, I know that.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm 56 years old, and I can crush you like
I'm
a
fast.
Bug. You ain't fast.
But what I want you to really warn him about is, we found out a lot of his public political opinions aren't what he believes. He just says things to get along.
Peer pressure.
Oh, but so
peer
he's
pressure.
He's just.
You didn't set out to be a Latino gangster, did you?
Oh my God!
No, that was called peer pressure. That was
and that's
being
what made you into a Latino gangster.
That was
gangster.
Being on the streets and walking and going, you know, hey man, you know, you need to come over here and hang with us. You know, don't
what
be hanging around on your own.
But the same thing with him. Where they tell him what to think and what to wear.
Well, apparently, his sister's got him wearing some.
I'd rather take
freaky,
advice from my sister and not
freaky,
Dave the Waterman.
Freaky stuff.
Yeah, you tell him. You
freaky
tell him,
stuff,
Junior.
Man. Freaky
well,
stuff. Look,
I don't know why your sister would take you to the maternity department.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean,
no. You know what? I'll tell you
shirt,
what it is.
Look, he's got the shirt buttoned down, three buttons down with one string of hair hanging. I'm like, why are you doing that? So I can show off my chest hair. I said, hey. I don't see any chest hair. I think you need to dye that thing.
Yeah,
right,
like
so
you
that,
did your eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah so, that,
I,
so we
I'm
can
willing
see
to
it.
Allow this today. He will dye his chest hair if you dye your eyebrows again.
No, he
won't go down that road again.
No, that was bad.
Learned your lesson, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Brilliant.
Looked like Peter Brady.
Yep.
No more eyebrow. No more dye.
Coming from the 43-year-old with a Thrasher
shirt. Can I just say, I don't mind your shirt if you button it up. It's a nice shirt.
It's a nice blouse.
Yeah, that's nice. It is nice.
When a guy, when he goes and buys a pair of blue jeans. Now, Haney has jeans. I have jeans. I don't know what Dave's
got. I
got
jeans.
You go. There's two things that you look. Maybe three. Number one, Levi Strauss, like 505s. Two, a Wrangler. Wrangler jean. Made with denim without elastic in it. And then maybe, on occasion, a Lee jean. That... They have a they're still they're
I,
sti-
I
they're
prefer
still...
the Levi Strauss with the
oh,
patch up on the
absolutely.
Hip.
Absolutely. That's number one. Any guy that goes out jean shopping.
Yeah, boot cut.
Yeah, boot cut. Levi Strauss.
What's wrong, dude?
What's wrong
no,
with you
look,
now?
Look, I got a question.
You got a lot of things.
No, look, I got a question. What do? Do you got to lay in the bed to put those pants on? You know what I'm saying? Like chicks do. Do you lay down and squirm into them?
Wiggle and
because they're awfully tight, man. And I'm thinking there's no way you can step
you
into
can
those.
You can get into those very easily. They're stretch jeans.
They are not stretch jeans.
Do me a favor. I have.
They
you
are.
Know what? And this
you
is,
demonstrated out
yeah.
in the parking lot that you can stretch them.
Well, you can pull them, but they're not.
Come in here for a second. Just come in here. Just come in.
Shrink right back.
Dave, please.
Yes.
Taney, give me just a minute.
Denim doesn't have that kind of play.
I will tell you what they are, because I know. Now, just walk over here.
No, you argued with me about maternity wear, but isn't that what they do, stretch?
Well, they do have, like, the elastic waistband because the bulge, you know.
Those are not stretchy.
Just give me. I will be the judge.
Stretch.
No,
yeah, there's elastic. Yeah. There's elastic in there.
I saw it. Molded right.
These are women's jeans.
They're not. No. Again. I'm not standing up for them.
Yeah.
They have guy jeans like this.
No. I understand
guys
that.
Guys won't buy them.
No. The stuff that wraps around the leg, no. You just put on a pair of jeans. Not
yes.
Something that's going to hug you.
Levi Strauss, riveted.
Oh. Jesus, man.
Go home and change?
No. You bought them. I mean, they're...
No, I just... You know what? I just want to see the next 5 years of your life. I want to see steady improvement, and by the time you're 30, you'll be a real man.
You know, I need to know this stuff because the holidays are coming. What's your waist and what's your leg? Because I'm going to get you a man.
Do you know that Stan is, you wouldn't think it, but he is one of the most thoughtful gift givers that you would, I don't know how he does it.
What's your waist? And I'm not talking about in a pair of stretch jeans. What is your waist for a pant, and what is your inseam, your leg? What's your size?
36 waist.
36 waist.
Then like
That's going to be tight on him.
Of course it is. I'd go 38. All right, I already know I'm 38.
It's a 36.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying.
Yep.
You can say 36. I'm telling you, I'm getting you 38s. Leg?
34
leg. Okay.
Really? I think it'd be longer than that.
Yeah, that seems awfully short.
Because you're like 7 feet tall.
How tall are you?
Like 6'4"?
I'm 5'8 and take a 30 leg. 2 inches? We'll go
38, 36. Oh, great.
Okay.
So
look how happy he's like.
No, there. Now you know what you're getting for Christmas. Go back in there. Don't do this to us again. Don't. You know what? I like you too much. I like you too much.
Too much
don't,
potential
yeah,
there.
Don't do that again. Grab bag.
He can look at it now and say he hasn't had the proper guidance.
Yes, I understand that.
But if he refuses your gift, he can't be helped.
Yep, nope. Merry Christmas.
You know, I don't think you can start him out with Levi. We may have to start him out with a tough skin.
Sears is out of business.
Because they got husky sizes, too. Oh, they are.
You're not going to get it, because even Levi's have a slim fit jean. You don't get them that. You get them the standard 505 or 501 jean.
Why did they start making women's jeans for men?
Because
on a woman being tight and they like to wear their little boots and then complain about how they hurt.
I'm not saying any names or anything. Take a look at some of the people that we've recently hired.
Yeah.
And they make them that way. You go into your GQ magazines and all that stuff.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
What they got.
Well, guess what? As you pointed out, they got Just for Men, men putting on mascara in the ad.
Yeah. In the ad.
What
They're
the hell is that?
Mascara on.
It's the pussification of America,
Why don't
Haney.
You sit back?
That's exactly what's happening.
I'll dye your eyebrows for you.
I dare you.
Look,
oh,
you know
you don't want to do that.
You know what? This is something I didn't want to do, and I know that we've been talking on a turn, talking about Junior's stretch jeans.
Well, it's because we care.
Eyeliner on men. Dave darkening his eyebrows. Let's just clear the slate.
We are sorry. We now realize what we said, did, thought, felt, or smelled like was wrong. It was never our intent to offend you, steal from your culture, gross you out, make you uncomfortable, or give you the heebie-jeebies. Especially if heebie-jeebies sounds to you like code for an insensitive remark regarding your ancestry. We want you to know that we have reflected upon our actions, thoughts, or odors, and are fully committed to making sure that instances like this never happen again. Thank you for your forgiveness, compassion, indifference, or pity. We promise to do better.
Okay. I think that cleared up everything right there.
I don't want to ever do that.
No.
And you say, well, why don't you just say you won't do that? Because it would be at gunpoint.
Oh, yeah. Put a gun to my head, I'll talk. This is a female Dave.
Is there such a thing?
I didn't think there existed one.
Dave, your thoughts?
I don't see how that's plausible.
A 37-year-old woman in Tulsa named Angie Frost was stopped by the police for driving a stolen car. And she said someone lent it to her.
Right on.
She was also driving on a suspended license.
It happens.
So the police officers cuffed her and put her in the squad car. She started.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
she started putting on the fake tears, the whining like Dave does. But except she did it in a girl way. And she jumped. She got
Houdini.
Out of her cuffs.
She's Houdini.
She got out of her cuffs, jumped into the driver's seat of the squad car, and stole it.
And just long enough for the cop to go, what's she doing?
Here's the female Dave.
Who's Steven to you?
Steven, well, he used to be a friend, but obviously I'm rethinking the whole friendship thing.
Okay. All right. Well, Steven took the vehicle without permission, okay? It was reported as stolen, okay? So you're in possession of it.
I didn't know. Please.
Not to mention, your driving status is flagged. So you're not even supposed to be driving. So you're going to jail.
Please, is there all anything right? I can do? I work with the police. I worked with them on 11th and Garnett with murders and the whole prostitution thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret Service with the counterfeiting. Please, I told this officer where you can get paper tags and all that stuff. I will work with you guys.
You know what?
I didn't know.
You know
it
what?
Was stolen.
All right. Well, have a seat in my car. It's a bad day to borrow a car from somebody.
Oh, she's crying.
What is she doing?
Try to steal your car.
Stop!
Oh, get
David 136, suspect just stole my vehicle.
Oh.
There she is.
Watch
come
your
here
head.
Now!
Coming! Ow! Ow!
Get on the ground!
And I didn't steal that car.
You just stole a police car.
I'm going to jail for over.
You stole a police car in front of three police officers.
Yeah, so Dave.
No, I didn't.
So Dave.
Oh. She got out of them cuffs fast, huh?
Well, what she did is she was in the back of the car, and while he's buying her being all hysterical, he's looking at the stolen car and trying to figure out who's this guy and what are we going to do. She manages to work the cuffs around to her front,
yeah.
Jumps up, and drives off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like your kind of chick.
Yeah, you two would be like, woo, we're all together now on that one, huh?
I've escaped out of cuffs in here.
Yeah, of course you have.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. Remember when we cuffed myself and then I got out?
When we cuffed myself?
I cuffed me and I got out?
I do remember that.
You remember that?
Yep.
But you cuffed yourself.
I mean, no, Stan cuffed me.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know. They might still be in here.
Did he really get out?
They were trick handcuffs.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know that.
But he didn't know, and he did get out.
And I did get out without using the trick. Ha ha.
A woman in Calgary, Canada, is confused.
Can you get out of flex cuffs?
No, you can't. You'll rip the skin.
No.
A woman in Calgary, Canada.
They're tight.
Is confused because someone didn't steal her car. They just stole her car door. They're thinking it was some kind of chop shop. They needed a door for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And just took her door.
Yeah.
Car still there.
Yeah, you just roll on down till you see the model you need and then get the job done, right,
when
Dave?
I called the damn police, right. They're like, did you just say they took the door? So nobody, everyone shocked. Like, who takes just a door?
More common for us probably is the car door perhaps taken in relation to a salvage yard or some kind of industrial setting, but certainly it's unusual in a directly off a vehicle in a residential area.
People just think that they can come and take somebody else's stuff. It's all stuff,
they've
and I know
it
it's just
you.
Stuff, mm-hmm. but it's an invasion of privacy. It's a violation.
Well, people just don't seem to understand that you're not supposed to take things that don't belong to
Correct.
You.
Correct. They don't get it. This is, I feel good
and,
about
it. And you think, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me, dog. Guess what? If I started doing it to you, you wouldn't like it very much.
Nope.
The reason most people don't is because we like to live in a peaceful society.
Yep.
If everybody starts doing it, things can get nasty in a hurry.
You hear about Earl Livingston from New Jersey?
Earl?
Earl's 87.
Good for him.
And Earl fell and broke his hip.
That's a death sentence.
On the way to buy lottery tickets on Tuesday. And while he was in the hospital recovering, he joined their lottery pool in the hospital. Hit $1 million jackpot.
The With pool, everybody else in the hospital?
Yeah, the pool, I guess, 141 people. So each of them gets around seven grand.
Dave, you get out of bed for $7,000?
Yeah, you would. You'd get out of bed for $7.
He told them that he was on his way to buy a lottery ticket. He was disappointed that he didn't get it. So they said, why don't you go in with us? We're also buying a lottery ticket. I didn't believe him when I got here and he was telling me that. I thought he was confused, maybe from pain meds. And then the staff came into the room and they were saying, congratulations.
We put it up there so when he's in pain, he can look at those numbers and maybe it'll lessen it.
Just to see him smile was... It was worth it.
I want to thank everybody. I appreciate it very much. And God bless you. And have a happy, happy, long life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Has anyone explained to him that that $7,000 ain't leaving the hospital? His bill is far beyond that.
And plus, he's got a broken hip. That's a death sentence.
Yep. He'll never see that money.
You may not. We had a loss in the music industry, and you may. The average person, Haney knows, I know, maybe Junior would know, Dave wouldn't know. The average person wouldn't know.
Dave knows things.
That Tony Joe White passed away.
No!
After suffering a heart attack.
Oh, no.
He was 75.
And brilliant.
His biggest hit.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean. The little dog girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke Sally Danny. Poke Sally Danny. Everybody said it was a shame.
Oh, man.
Cause her mama was working on a chain gang.
They called him one of the kings of swamp rock.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest... Of all time.
One of my all-time favorites. I can't believe I didn't see that.
Tony Joe White. 75 years old. Grab bag been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Brilliant music.
Yep. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Want to give you this Thursday, this coming Thursday, is the Queen movie premiere, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Are you sure it's not Friday? Because Thursday's Halloween.
No, November 1st.
That's a Friday.
Friday. November 1st, Friday. Yeah, because Halloween, I'm going to see Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What are you shaking your head about? November 1st is Thursday.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Because yesterday was the 24th, right?
No, yesterday was the 25th.
Yes.
Oh,
today's the 26th.
Okay. All right.
Jeez, now I'm all confused.
Well,
November 1st is a Thursday.
You're not confused. You're not paying attention.
Next Thursday, this coming Thursday, we've got the premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody. We're going to be doing it down at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples. Big leather chairs, beverages, and we want you to be a part of it. We've got tickets so that you can join us. We've got a few other things as well. We'll be back. Phone lines open. We are Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
North Richland Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is Freddie Wilhite.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
What address are you at?
8432.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is your name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
What is her name?
Donna.
Is there anybody else there with you?
No.
Okay. Why did you do this?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Okay, and you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody out there. Where out in the house are you right now?
Well, I'm in the dining room. I don't know if she's dead or not.
How long ago did this happen?
A few minutes.
Okay.
They're saying he shot her. He's still holding the gun on her.
I'll see if she's alive.
Sir?
You alive?
You there?
Sir, I'm here.
I think she's dead.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the house with you?
No. I'm peaceable. It's okay.
Okay, sir, it's okay. I understand. I'm gonna help coming up there. I just want to stay on the line with you until they get there.
Okay. And then I'll go down.
I'm sorry?
I'll go down.
Okay.
Okay, you all right?
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
I'm peaceable.
It's okay.
I got down.
You all right?
I think she's dead. Hey, everybody.
She's lying on the floor.
Ties me, ridicule me. 277-9600. Now, here's a couple of things I'm going to do with today's open phones, because we got Junior here, Stretch Gene.
Oh, I feel bad about it now.
We got old Jack Ball here, and then Haney and I, and we got into a discussion earlier. Now, I would like men and women to participate in this. I want to know, in the year 2018, what is acceptable for a man to wear? And if women, because there are women that will go out and pick out their husband's or their boyfriend's clothes, and they'll never wear them.
Mm-mm.
They'll never wear them. And then there's, you know, I got a lot of crap for this, but any guy that's our age, Haney, we love the cargo short. We love a short that's baggy,
comfort.
Nice comfort, nice fitting, a lot of pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to throw on a t-shirt. We'll throw on a collared shirt if it's necessary.
In rare instances. But we like a good t-shirt.
But what do you like to wear? Or if you're a woman, what would you like your boyfriend or husband to wear? Because it's a pretty...
You got to remember...
By the way, Stan and Haney t-shirts arrived today. I haven't seen them yet. Go down the hallway.
I'll go grab
one. You get out of here.
I still haven't seen a picture of that bus. I'd like to.
277-9600. Junior, no way in the world I'd wear a pair of stretch jeans.
But Junior is 25 years old.
Right.
I imagine there's a difference between what a 50-something guy would wear.
Ask the question, is comfort important to you? How is a pair of stretch jeans comfortable?
These are very comfortable.
Let me say this. And Haney knows this. Men... especially in the waistal area, you have the Franks and the beans.
Mm-hmm.
They require support, but they don't require to be crushed.
They need to breathe.
They need to breathe. They need what are you looking at me like that for?
I was told that Haney needed to grab a dolly to bring in the shirts, and that for you to chill out.
Who said that?
Who
to
said
you?
That?
The tall blonde girl told you to chill out, and Joe.
Nobody talks to me that way. And nobody talks to me.
And Joe said, "Tell Haney to grab a dolly."
You know what? Joe has been getting way too comfortable because I've been too nice to him.
Too nice to him.
You know, I'll have to speak to Sheila about
that. So we'll give it another minute, and I'll go check again.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I'll just have her.
I'd like to see what they look like.
I will have her make his life a living hell for what he just said.
One phone call.
That's power.
Yep. 277-9600. Jeans. Now, I'm not a big jean guy, but if I am, I want a nice, loose...
A man's jean.
Nice, loose-fitting jean. One that won't go and crush the jewels. You got to be careful. Guys, you know it, too. You can strangulate them just getting out of the car. You go and make a wrong turn. If you don't have the proper support and comfort. Now, those things.
But what is this about a man's jean hugging the legs?
Hugging the legs and the ass and the package and all that stuff. 277-9600. And by the way, if you contribute to the show, anybody that wants them, I think I'll do five, maybe six pair. Anybody that wants them until I say enough, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Queen movie. On Thursday night, November 1st, at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples, you can join us. We also have Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. We also have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. I just want a ping. I don't dress unless I'm going out or something. But even when I go out, I'll throw on a nice loose-fitting shirt.
Well, we always dress the way we dress. We haven't changed.
I'm not going to go with any, what do they call it, Waterman? You know, the sport cut.
Yeah.
You know, where the extra large shirt is all tapered still, and that's not an extra large. In my day, that was a medium.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600.
You know, you had some sad news for me.
Yeah.
Tony Joe White.
Yep. Legend.
Left this world.
We're going to play a little of him for the open phones?
Yeah. Because he is an underappreciated genius.
Even trolls love rock and roll.
Yep. 277-9600. Anybody that wants him. You know, the texter just said it. Looking at Junior's stretch jeans for men look like women's leggings.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll.
You'd never be caught dead in one of those.
Hell no.
I got $30 right now if somebody wants to go and get a pair of stretch jeans for Dave, and I'll make him wear them.
No. Come on. That's cruel and unusual.
It is. I wouldn't ask
never
it.
Do
I wouldn't
it.
Ask it.
You're talking a pant just like what he's wearing.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
you can't do that to a man.
277-9600. Yeah, I take it back. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing?
And who's this?
Alicia.
Hi,
Alicia. Hi,
Alicia. Let's talk about men's fashion, Alicia.
Let's talk about it. All right. I'm a firm believer of their own, but for men, tight jeans just does not do it for me. Mm-hmm. I can't. Got a question. Why is he wearing tight jeans?
Junior?
His
sister picked him out.
Because it makes me look good. That's why.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think
it makes you look.
It's a bit of a generational gap.
No,
here,
it
though.
Makes you look fatter than you are.
Alicia, can I ask you a question? If a woman doesn't like to tell her age, but what age group are you?
Oh, I don't mind. I'm 28.
28, and you are telling us, and I'm in a complete agreement with you. Tight, clingy jeans on a man? No way.
No bueno. Nope.
See. And this, she knows.
Well, I think it's instinct because they know that men who wear clothes like that are inherently less fertile.
Well, my dad always said, never trust a man in tight pants.
Now, what about a shirt? What kind of shirt do you like on a guy?
Shirt. As long as it's not like the armpit stains, it doesn't really matter for the shirt. I'm not a real big tank top person, but, you know, the shirt's not a big deal.
All right, I like Alicia an awful lot.
You are exactly. What can I get you?
I really like the Scooter Mutt.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not giving away the WWE tickets anymore.
No, I don't have them right now. We'll probably, as it gets closer, that's not until like January, and we'll have more, hopefully, until they come.
Hold on.
You got it.
There it is.
Morgan, get it. Get your butt in here. Come here. I got something, because I got you as somebody. Come in.
Is this the person that said
hello?
That?
This is the lovely Morgan who has. How long have you been with us?
Why are you
since May?
Why are you kissing up to her? This is the one.
This is what I want to know. You went down the hallway to ask, and I not say specifically you, but I said I think the new Stan and Haney shirts are in. See if we can take a look at them. What did she say to you about me?
I can tell you exactly what I said.
What did you say?
I told you to go out to the van and get it yourself.
What? No. Is that what she said?
No, she said, tell Stan to chill out.
Chill out.
No, she wanted me.
Oh, she wanted
Joe. Joe says, tell Mark to get a dolly.
You're okay then, Morgan.
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Joe I got to get.
Here you go.
I thought they were going to be black.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, she's allowed to do that because she works so damn hard.
I know she does.
Look at that.
You are. You're one of the hardest workers here.
Oh, stop.
But, you know,
that's a good-looking shirt.
It's a damn good-looking shirt.
What do you think
of
it?
I was going to prank y'all and bring in the Dave and Chuck shirts and be like, oh, sorry, Stan and Haney's next month.
No, but see, we're used to that. That nerve's dead. That's a great shirt.
Now, Morgan, would you wear a shirt like that?
Totally.
All right.
It's just too great looking people on the back.
Yeah, isn't
of
it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but the quality of it and the colors that's probably the best shirt I think we've ever had.
Yeah, that is a darn good looking shirt.
That's quality.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Morgan.
Yeah, you want that? What size should you take?
Large.
And if you see Joe, you tell him he better watch it.
All right.
Yeah, he's treading on thin ice. Takes one phone call. One phone call.
That's power.
Yeah. Where am I now? Oh, here it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. It's Alan in Naples.
Hey, Alan. Let's talk wearing jeans. You like a good stretch jean that looks like you got a leotard on?
Oh, good God, no.
How old of a guy are you?
I am 43, and for the life of me, I cannot understand this new stretch jean, skinny jean phenomenon that's going on.
Well,
it baffles me.
I think it's all part of this where they want to turn men into women and women into men so that nobody can procreate.
Well, what do they call it? Unisex.
I think you're right.
Unisex stuff. I don't get it one bit.
Now, give me a good pair of baggy jeans and I'm happy.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got a pair of baggy jeans on right now.
I
don't want to know.
I have a pair of baggy shorts.
Oh, yeah, it's not nighttime.
Yeah, it's not nighttime. What can I get you?
I would love to go to the movie with you guys.
You can make it on Thursday?
Absolutely.
You're there, buddy. You and a guest. Hold on.
Awesome.
Did you get him? Is he there? All right, here's the deal.
I love Tony Joe White.
Oh, yeah, great. He's a legend. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take more of your phone calls, more Bohemian Rhapsody tickets to give away, Baba Kusaw, pewter mug. I want to hear from people that have some kind of fashion sense. He honestly thinks that these are the hippest clothes because he likes to consider himself a hipster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got the flat hat, the goatee.
I'm just hoping that we can fix him in time.
Picasso mustache.
Do you own any of your own clothes other than promo t-shirts?
Yeah, bro, look at the shirt I'm wearing now.
Did you buy that?
Yeah, I bought that.
And what about his Florida Badass shirt?
Yeah.
Well, you bought him that. You don't. What is the nicest pair of clothes you have?
You're looking at it.
Stan and Haney.
It starts with an earthquake.
Yeah, and skinny jeans.
Yeah, that's
Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Phones are still open, 277-9600. Safe word in about 20 minutes. Absolute Law text line before we go back to the phones. Ahoy, if you have a boyfriend that wears stretchy jeans, you don't have a boyfriend. You have a girlfriend.
Oh, dude. Now that's...
Yeah. Chicken Man text, after trying to take away men's balls for so many years, maybe they have finally started to succeed. So they have made special pants to take up the extra space. Only, what's this? Oh, here we go. This one, somebody in the know. Absolute Law text line. The terminology for those jeans that you're speaking of are called skinny jeans. And when I was in high school about 15 years ago, they were popular with the skater crowd, as was the beanie that's perched on the head like a partially unrolled condom. For God's sake, get a pair of Levi's or Wranglers or at least Lee's. Oh, by the way, if you're wearing these skinny jeans, it's difficult to conceal a side seam in tight clothing.
Oh, you can, first of all, the guy's here spraying for bugs.
Yeah.
And he comes out back, and he looks at Junior, and then he looks at me, and he goes, man, I thought you were kidding.
Yeah.
And he goes, he really is wearing lady jeans.
Oh. One of our...
And then he knows the bug guy... could name everything that Junior had in his pockets. He goes, yep, there's his keys.
Yep.
He's got some Altoids.
Yep, he's got a quarter that's heads. here's Amanda, one of our Amandas. I hate when men wear those tight pants and tight shorts. I love it when a man looks like a man. I'm 30 years old, and I'm a woman, and I'm not for all these new fashion trends of... tight clothing.
Yeah, it's trying to turn everybody genderqueer.
Yep, 277-9600. Let's go back to the phones.
Oh, while we do that, do you mind if I play my favorite version of Polk Salad?
Go right ahead. 277-9600. What you do, Junior, is tonight, you can do it over the weekend, take those skinny jeans, go to Goodwill, give them to Goodwill as a donation, and then go in the store and find a good worn-out pair of Levi's.
There you go. Good, a man's already broke in for you.
Ahoy!
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Daniel. I'm down in Clueston where the gators are plentiful, and unfortunately, so are the fat women.
Yeah. What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm 38 years old. I'm just getting a little fashion advice here.
Go ahead.
skinny jeans and stretchy jeans, unacceptable. Socks with sandals, also a no-go.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not a good look. No facial makeup whatsoever.
Yeah. No.
Guys wearing eyeliner. Come on.
Yes. And we got a lot of guys down here who do a little too much finesse with the trimming on the facial hair.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes less is more, you know. You don't want to go too far with the eyebrows and everything.
Have you noticed, because a lot of the things you're saying fall into this, have you noticed that you have to explain common sense now to people? Stuff you didn't think you needed to say, like men don't wear makeup?
That's it, baby.
277-9600.
Listen to Ronnie Garvin.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, how you doing today? This is Mike.
Mike.
Hey, you know, my ex-girlfriend bought me some of those jeans. I wore them one time.
Yep. Where'd they wind up?
Well, you know, they're like smugglers. Smugglers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yep.
We went out dancing and stuff, and the problem is when you're dancing and you got those jeans on, everybody can read your emotions.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's your emotions, what you're carrying. Look. Everything's got to breathe. Everything's got to move.
There's a reason that clothes were designed that way.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, it's Eric. How you doing?
Hey,
today?
Eric.
Hey, you probably don't remember me. I was at the Fast Times. I was the guy in the white firefighter T-shirt when you had your little spill.
Oh, yeah, you caught me, did you?
Well, almost. I tried to. But,
yeah, you did.
Hey, I had such a great time there. I was basically calling to say if I made a donation to the draft fund, if I could beg for some tickets for
okay, let
please.
Me explain something to you. We would love you to make a donation to the draft fund. That is not a prerequisite
okay.
of going to the movie. Draft fund, yes, you can do that anytime you want, and we'll
and,
say
and you can do all that, but it's on the honor system,
right?
Understood.
And we got
understood.
You set up with tickets. Hold on, because we'd love to see you there.
Oh, you want to hear something kick ass, Dave?
Yeah, brother. Yeah. What do you got?
Woo!
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know nothing.
277, don't talk to me like that ever. You know, and that's the other thing. And I know that other people have talked to you. Do you know how close you lost Junior as a friend the night you were drunk and kept telling him F you to his face?
And then he did it again.
And then you did it again the other day? Outside? That's when I turned. No, I'm
he
not.
He doesn't remember
okay,
that.
Okay,
I'm not
seriously.
Joking about that.
Dave, and I've apologized to Junior multiple times.
Dave, you have apologized, and you don't even remember doing that, do you?
No.
Yeah. And he was
sorry, Junior.
And he was taking care of you, and he said to me, he said, you know, he did that to me 4 or 5 times that night, and he said, I looked Dave right in the eye, but he couldn't look me in the eye, and said, you know what, that's a good way to lose a friend. And
I think I know what it is.
What?
You know, Dave takes a lot of crap, and Junior is the only person he feels like he has seniority over.
Well, I don't know that he does. I don't think he does. I don't think he does.
Don't you feel like you can boss Junior around?
I don't think he can.
No.
You know why? Because if
now,
I said right
now,
him
a little
if
bit.
I said right now, do Junior's job, you couldn't.
I
and
can
you've
pick
had
on him
12
a little bit.
Years to learn how to do it.
I can pick on him a little bit.
But you can't do his job. Right? Just say right.
He sure as hell can't do mine.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, I can.
Oh, can you?
No, you give me that, Dave.
Brother, you can't live up to the legend
Brother.
I've created.
You didn't see the pictures he posted last night when he was out hooping it up. Let me tell you something. You know what he is? And he'll tell you right now. He's a night owl. Normally, this is when he'd be asleep.
Yeah, me too.
I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey.
Hey, don't hate me. Don't hate me, you son of a bitch. 277-9600. You know, next time, call back if you want. But don't go with a hey on me. Ahoy.
Ahoy, it's Emily.
Oh, Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Now, look, we've known Emily for a while. She can tell everything that a guy needs to know. Skinny jeans,
no. Man buns, no. And this new trend where they're like, they look like waiters, where their pants are like rolled up further than their socks, showing off socks, no.
Yeah.
No.
So no man buns, I agree with you. No skinny jeans.
And they're doing high water pants on purpose?
That's the newest thing I've been seeing, which is just god awful.
Jeez, how you been, by the way?
I've been pretty good. I worry about your blood pressure, Stan. I swear, every time I hear Dave's name, I can feel your blood pressure rise.
Nah, Emily, his blood pressure's fine. He's got cholesterol. I'm the one that's got the blood pressure.
Emily,
my cholesterol's fine.
Yeah, but we're like the exact opposite. I don't have to worry about the blood pressure. Haney does. Mine's the cholesterol, but Haney's is fine.
Well, I'm glad Dave can't affect your cholesterol.
Yeah, well,
I want you to know, though, I picked up my girls in the car. Now we're waiting in the middle school line for their brother. And I had you on the radio, and I was yelling at a driver. And then you came back on, and my daughter goes, oh, Stan and Haney, that'll make you feel better, Mommy.
Yeah. Aww,
what a good girl.
Emily, can we get you a prize?
Sure. What do you, I wish I could go to movies with you, but I don't think I can. Is it Thursday night?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's Thursday night, like 7 o'clock. Because I got two seats for you.
Are they next to you?
If you want them to be.
I want to say yes.
Can you get a sitter and all that?
That's what I'm going to have to try to do.
Dave will watch them.
Would you watch the kids, Dave?
I got a show to do, man.
Boy,
plus I love my children.
Oh, they'd be fine, trust me.
If you don't, I got some barbecue sauce and I got $50 to the Pewter Mug North, too. But we'd love to, Haney and I would love to have you at the movies.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to say yes, movie tickets.
All right.
And I'm do my best to get a sitter that's better qualified than Dave.
All right, we'll see you there.
All right, hold on, Emily, hold on. Right. She's been listening to us for a long time. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi,
Ahoy.
Who's this?
This is Dominic from Naples. How are you?
Hey, Dom.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, nothing. Skinny jeans are out. Levi's jeans, boots, and a t-shirt.
Now, are you a cowboy boot wearing kind
of
guy?
No, I'm more of a work boot, biker boot.
Okay.
There you go.
And you throw a good pair of boot cut Levi's on that. That's the classic look.
Down.
You break them in the way you want them broken in.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you're absolutely right. Can we get you something, buddy?
Yeah, I'd like a couple tickets if you...
Yeah, can you make it on Thursday?
I can.
All right, brother, you're in. Hold on. Line one.
Small woman.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Ken from Lehigh.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, talking with those Levi's and stuff. Do you know how you can tell your girlfriend's getting fat?
How?
She's wearing your wife's clothes.
Zingaroo! Yeah, right there. Ba-boom! 277-9600. This ain't your area of expertise talking like this, is it, Dave? Sitting there, we're on the air.
I know.
And you're on your phone.
No, I'm looking for something.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for that picture of Junior out partying last night.
What, are you a friend of his on Facebook?
No, I'm not allowed on Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
He's under investigation. Yeah.
Still. I mean, this has been going on for a year, man.
Let me see if I can show it to you. Hold on.
See if you can pull it up.
Hold on.
Couldn't Junior pull it up so everybody could see?
He looks very happy, man.
He probably doesn't want anybody to see it. Let me see if I can bring up the picture. Hold on.
Haney's got to see it.
Hold on, let's see. Where is it? Let me see. I got it coming up here. No, I don't. Show.
Did he take it down?
No, he didn't take it down. Oh, I can go to his site.
Right? Yeah, he's a millennial. Yeah. He wants everybody to see it.
Yeah,
that's true.
I can do it.
What a color.
There it is. There,
is that it?
Yeah, I got all I got.
Let's see it.
No, he was having some fun.
Yeah, he was.
There it is.
Living
there.
It up, man.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Check it out, Andy. I don't understand what's going on behind him, but...
Oh.
There you go, bud.
I was wearing my Red Dead hat.
What kind of hat you got on there? Who's the guy behind you?
Yeah, who's that dude?
This girl sitting next to me swapped hats with me. She had like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, did you have tight jeans on? Skinny jeans?
Yeah, I did.
Who's the guy photobombing?
Yeah, there's somebody photobombing in the picture.
Yeah, he's touching you.
Yeah, he's like all that. Up on your back, man. Probably because you like those skinny jeans.
Oh, now. Let's get another call here. I got to go to the green button. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott Cox. How are you guys doing?
We're
outstanding,
doing fine, Scott
Cox.
Scott.
I know. I didn't know if you could hear me or what.
We hear you fine.
All right. Well,
My friend is 60 years old, and he turned me on to your show, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you. And how old are you?
46.
And well, your friend is awesome.
Yeah, your friend is awesome. Wait a second. You're 46 years old. You live in Fort Myers?
Yeah. And in St. Carlos Park.
And you've never listened to us before? We've been
I've been listening to you for about 3 months now, but
you
turned me on to you.
Yeah. How come you've been living in the area and you've only been listening 3 months? We've been here about 27, 28 years.
He's been listening for about...
Okay, you're not making sense to me.
Maybe you just moved here.
No, he says he's always lived here. He lives in the park.
And how could you not...
And he's been listening for 3 months, and that's what I kept asking him. And he didn't get it.
Well, they say we don't need promotion...
Yeah.
Because everybody already knows, but this guy had somebody else tell him. He goes, hey, this is great. I'm going to listen from now on.
Okeechobee whiskey. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Curtis.
Hey, Curtis.
So I'm a long-time listener, third-time caller. The first two times you hung up on me.
I'll try not to hang up on you now. Did you mouth off?
The second time I said, hey.
Okay. Oh, you were the one that hated me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you know what? The third time's the charm. What's going on, Curtis?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the whole jeans thing. And I went through the whole evolution of jeans. I wore the straight legs when I was younger. I'm 52, so straight legs when I was younger. Then the straight, and then I lost a lot of weight. I got the ball huggers. I wore those for a little bit. Gained a little bit of weight back, and now you know what I'm wearing?
What?
Stretchy jeans.
Don't you are gonna be you know what? I'm almost glad. I wish I hung up on you for the third time. Sweet Jesus.
Horrible.
How can you look at yourself in the mirror? How can you sleep?
And he wonders why you keep hanging up on him.
Yep. My instincts are right. You know, Haney, we've been in this thing 30 some odd years. We have instincts.
Well, the only time your instincts are wrong is when you disagree with me when I say Dave's a good boy.
He ain't a good boy.
Come on, man.
You know what? I'm going to take this. I got a couple of minutes here. And I want to give you the opportunity. Because for 20 years, you've been doing nothing but get me mad and aggravated because you make the same mistakes over and over again. You're a grifter. You're a mooch. You're a thief.
Well, he does have the tape to prove that.
And I got the tapes. I got the tapes. I want this for all the ladies out there, for all the people who are on the fence about you.
Right.
You know, because they're the ones that just hate me right off the bat because I'm bulldozing you. But there are a majority just know that you're an F-up. But.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
No, that's not a majority. About, I'd say, 85-15.
I'm 50-50, I think.
I want you. Thing we're not around here. It's just you talking to the ladies. I want you to tell them the five good qualities about Dave the Waterman. And it's not you. It's the qualities you can give to other people, your friends, loved ones. Give me five things that...
Number one, I am a great cook. I can
Have you ever seen him cook anything?
Yeah, we've had barbecues at your house.
That's a barbecue, and Haney and I are great barbecuers.
Yeah, but I can cook
indoors. You know, I cook indoors, okay? It's
never
not like I live outside all
never
the time.
Never seen it.
Not all the time.
Anyways, man, I can cook good.
But you do sleep outdoors, don't you?
Occasionally,
number two?
I'm a very loyal person. I have never cheated on a girlfriend ever.
Jump off a ship.
They've always been the ones to
cheat, and they do it a lot.
Cheat on, you know.
Wonder why. Okay, number three.
Let's say loyalty would go in with that one.
Jump off like the rat on the ship.
Loyalty would go in with that one.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say anything. Number four.
No, he's my friend, brah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. When people are in need, I am there to... Are you...
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You still have 2 minutes if you want to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. That word is ghost. G-H-O-S-T. Ghost. Put it in on the new K-Rock app or at 96krock.com.
It's a ghost.
ghost.
I got a ghost.
I see that.
By the way, in less than 30, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. I believe we're up to week number 8, 7-6 last week.
So just barely, he hasn't lost.
No, hasn't lost. But 7-6 last week. Let's get you updated on traffic right now. Our first look, and it's Mr. Traffic himself.
Now, is that what he is? Rock
traffic. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Traffic?
Yeah, that's what he does.
All right, boys.
Hasn't done anything else today.
Come on, Sam, give me a woo. All right, we got...
he loves you.
I know he does. All right, we got some problems on I-75 southbound, the North Fort Myers. We got some traffic backing up there, so, you know, be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. So southbound North Fort Myers?
And North Fort Myers.
It's southbound, but it's north.
Yeah, it's in North Fort Myers, but you're heading south out of Port Charlotte.
Why don't you get it right?
Okay.
The only thing we ask you to do.
And
the
I
only
do.
Thing we ask you to do. And you even forgot to pick it up on your way in. I had to remind you again.
No. I would have remembered. All right, and then
remembered what?
To get traffic, man. And then Fort Myers, we got a disabled vehicle at Fowler Street and Captain Channing Page Drive. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome, Stan.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, he's got the headlines for you right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Well, they've done a big poll to determine the best Halloween candies, specifically the best chocolate candies.
All right. They say anything about fun size?
No. I don't know that I really want to do this because everybody will be going, but... you know, there are certain times when you drive past the McDonald's and they've got something up on the billboard there and you get all excited.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Limited time only?
It's back.
Oh. McRib?
Yep.
Ah!
You want to leave right now, don't you?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Why do they only make it for a limited time?
I don't know. It's always been a mystery of what that is, because there is no ribs in it.
It's a McRib.
Yep, but they slather it up. And
yep. You put a sweet sauce on anything, yep. It'll be great.
Yep.
Speaking of McDonald's, who narks out their own pets?
What?
A woman in Oklahoma City has called out her own dog, letting people know that her dog is a scammer, grifter.
I heard about this. This is great. That's a great story
and
in less than an hour.
We'll have it for you. A bride finds out the man who officiated her wedding was a fraud, who also stole all her bridesmaids' credit cards.
Wow!
And finally, a very slow criminal got chased down by a guy on a riding mower. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark.
On the news.
Laughter. Oh, we need it. We need it today. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Dave?
Haney.
Sorry
about that. Yeah,
do it again.
It drifted off, are you?
No, it clogged up there. Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
least scary horror movies.
Top least scary horror movies.
the Ambienville Horror.
What the?
The Blair from Facts of Life Project. Migraine on Elm Street. Ann Coltergeist. Jason versus Freddie Prinze Jr.
Dave.
Henry, Portrait of a Serial Masturbator. You see, there are certain ones that will make him laugh.
Yep. Serial Masturbator.
That's so sick, dude.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. T.
What the hell?
Phantom of the Opera.
Mama.
Night of the Living Grateful Dead. Salvation Army of Darkness. And finally, the very top least scary horror movie.
Yes.
The Texas Chain Email Massacre.
That's such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email time. Email. Look, people, we get so many texts in a day, into the hundreds.
More when Dave's here.
Yeah. A lot more vicious ones. But I will read this text just to put this person at ease. This is a test. If it works, could you please forward me Stan and Haney's email? I spoke to D-Train on the phone just a little bit ago.
Okay.
Thank you. D-Train's
Well, if
not
you've
here.
Got D-Train's number.
Yeah, then you should be all set. Whew. This comes to us, and I don't know if we have a stick pin here. I might want to check. I think we do. Derbyshire, United Kingdom. Derbyshire,
yes.
United Kingdom.
Yes.
It is from Dave, about Dave.
A Dave on Dave letter.
Yep. Ahoy from the United Kingdom. I have been pondering Dave the Water Bong and his El Camino song he was featured in. We all know he didn't do very much apart from scream into the microphone.
No, he played the rhythm guitar.
You can't hear it, though.
Shut up.
You can't.
Yeah, that's the one that goes...
That drop D. With the recent hashtag MeToo movement, Dave has written a song about getting a girl named Sally high and drunk in order to take advantage of her sexually in his El Camino.
I would say that's accurate, wouldn't you?
That's a normal thing, man.
I must clarify that I think the whole Me Too movement has gone way too far. That's why I rely on Stan and Haney to keep my moral compass aligned. Oh, and Dave, don't take this as an attack on you, bro. Dude, I love you on the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Just show Stan the respect you know he deserves. Man, I tell you, you gotta be grateful of the chances these bros have given you, dude. All right? Woo! Dave from Derbyshire, United Kingdom.
Thank you, Dave.
Right on. Get some.
Damn right. Dial it in.
Question of the question.
What was that, Dave? Is that an accent?
Yeah, it's English, bro.
How does it go?
Dial it in.
Doesn't sound English.
No. Oh, bloody hell, get some.
It sounds like Dracula.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Our question of the week, what wild creature have you run into? I used to live in South Florida and used to go four-wheeling with my friends all the time when I was younger. And one time we were out riding and I had a bobcat run out on a trail we were riding on and chased us for a while as we were hauling through a straight section of trail. Thank you. Unsigned. Ahoy, guys. My name is John. Back when I was in basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, at the M16 firing range, I set my sandbags to position myself, and underneath the top bag was a nest of black widow spiders.
Oh.
Sprawled all around the bag. Scared me half to death. Love the show, guys. P.S. Tell Dave the Waterhead not to get a big head that won't fit the dunce cap. Rock on, brah.
Right on.
Right on.
I don't know. I think this is a pretty scary horror movie. Jason versus Freddy Wilhite.
I know who I'd be rooting for.
Yeah. This is from Lenny. Ahoy. My parents have been snowbirds for many years, and they own a home along the Appalachian Trail in North Carolina. Every summer, I would go to North Carolina to visit my folks and do a lot of hiking while I am there. One summer, when I was visiting, I was hiking an 11-mile trail that began behind my parents' house. On the flat parts of the trail, I would run at a moderate pace to train for an upcoming marathon in the winter. I would always bring a backpack with me, some water, my cell phone that I stored in a Ziploc bag. While I was running, I received a random phone call on my cell, so I stopped to answer it. When I took my cell phone out of the backpack, I looked at the number and noticed that it was a wrong number. I repacked my cell phone into my backpack and was getting nearly to resume my run. However, about 6 inches from my feet was a timber rattlesnake sitting on the sunny part of the trail. I backed up about 10 feet and tried to throw a rock at the snake to try to move it. The snake from the to try to remove it from the trail, but all that did was anger the thing, and it began to rattle. Needless to say, I did a 180 turn and went full speed back to my parents' house. Signed, Lenny.
Damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take this opportunity to introduce the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, while over my lifetime, I've had a few encounters with wild animals. None was worse than the one about 45 years ago. In that encounter, I came across a two-headed snake. Bitch crazy as a loon and twice as mean.
Ooh.
Oh, it wasn't a two-headed snake. He described it as a two-headed snake. Crazy as a loon. Twice as mean. That would be my first wife. doesn't count, Guardian.
You know what? He's a brave man.
Ooh, Guardian?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Most people won't speak of that.
He's a brave man, but you know what? I've never seen him bow up to Dave.
Yeah, he has.
No, he hasn't. He's written some pretty dirty stuff about me.
Because Dave called him a name once.
I don't think the Guardian has the guts to stand up and tell Dave what it's all about.
You know Jesus. What? Maybe not. Maybe not.
You think the Guardian has the guts to tell you you need to be a man?
I don't think he's got it in him.
Jesus.
Tell you to stand up straight and have a little pride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like Ron tells you.
Very funny, bro.
We'll be
Very
back.
Funny. Get Broadway me fired Joe. Again from another job.
Broadway Joe.
Why would he fire you for that?
He's not, man.
And why would I
so
get
you're
you
just acting
why
out
why
then?
Why are you blaming me for getting fired? I haven't gotten you hired.
Yes, you have, man.
You stupid.
I appreciate that.
We'll be back. Broadway Joe.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week coming up in just seconds. I'll also tell you how you can join us to see the premiere of the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. It's going to be coming up this coming Thursday. But before we do any of that, traffic with a man that can read better than...
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Thank you for the compliment. Woo! Come on now. Give me a woo.
Woo.
All right. All right, we just got one on the board here. Let's see. I-75 northbound at mile marker 116 in Bonita Springs. We have a crash. There's no injuries or road blockage reported. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thank you, Waterman. Queen. We loved them when we were growing up. Now there's the big movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. This thing is going to go nationwide on November 2nd. However, us here at K-Rock have set aside Thursday, November 1st, at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples for a special premiere showing of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. And we've got the entire movie theater. It'll be all of us from the station and some of our closest friends, you, the listener. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets. They got the huge leather reclining chairs, the drinks, and all that. Go to 96krock.com for all the details, but hopefully we'll see you there on Thursday.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good. We were just talking about going to see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. You remember in your playing days, you'd turn on the radio and you'd listen to the band Queen, wouldn't you?
Oh, Abby, I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. I wish you were up here in Fort Myers, Naples. We'd have you come to the premiere on Thursday.
Oh, I'd love to be there, but, you know, I don't like to drive at night anymore.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Let me ask you this also. Broadway, you were back in the day on the sidelines with the mink coats and, you know, all styling and profiling. What do you think about these jeans men are wearing these days, these skinny jeans?
Oh, it's god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all part of the globalist plan because they want to reduce the population, and that's where all this gay business and transsexual business comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those people, they know they can't defeat sexual urges, and so they just try and direct it into a way where it's impossible to reproduce.
Well, that's very deep, Broadway. You also did ads for pantyhose, though.
Well, that's true, but back then, see, everybody knew it was a joke.
Right, right. I agree with you. And do you still have that fur coat?
I do. A cat got a hold of it, but I had it patched.
7-6 last week, still winning. This was your worst week, 7-6. 53 wins, 30 losses, and 2 ties overall for the year.
You know what? My worst week is still winning, I'll take it every time.
I hear you, brother. Let's take a look at this week's games.
Well,
what?
First, there's something I wanted to tell you that
please.
Happened
yes.
To me last night. I knew that the Dolphins were on last night, and normally I have my daughter set the recorder for me, but I had forgotten about it, so I set the recorder myself. I saw the Dolphins helmet and hit the red button.
Yeah.
and then went out to dinner and figured that way I can take my time, get home, and,
sure.
and watch the game.
Yeah.
Well, somehow I had recorded the game all right, but it was on the Fox Deportation Network.
Deportes.
Is that what it is?
Fox, that's and, the Spanish speaking.
And by then, you know, the game was well on its way, and I figured, oh, the hell with it. I'll just power through and watch the Spanish broadcast.
Okay.
And it was the most bizarre thing, because I can't imagine what it's like, you know, for people, they go to countries and don't speak the language, because I felt like that watching it.
Yeah.
And the bizarre thing is that certain things they would pronounce in perfect English and go right back to Spanish.
Right. There are certain words that translate better using the English word.
And it was something, I know I can't do it properly, but it was listening to something along the lines of 15, 14, what else? Brock Osweiler, touchdown. Devontae Parker.
Yep. Yep. That's what you're gonna and, you know what you're gonna have another tough time this weekend Broadway because you got a game in England.
Well, I don't. Yeah, boy, that's enough foreign stuff for me. I'll tell you.
Let's take a look at this week's games.
And I just thought it was so disrespectful because you're speaking to a Spanish audience and they named the channel Fox Deportation.
Deportes. Never mind.
Well, that's still, I think that's inappropriate.
Okay. You didn't have Houston winning last night, did you?
I should have.
Yeah. All right, we do have an early morning game on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. kickoff, because they're over in Europe. Philadelphia and Jacksonville. Jacksonville, they pulled their starting quarterback midway through last week's game.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is both these teams were big time last year, and they've been struggling this year. So the good news for them is one of them's going to win.
Yep.
In a case like this, with all the distractions of being overseas and whatnot, I like defense, and that's Jacksonville.
All right, going with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the early 9:30 a.m. game. We start with 1 o'clock games, the Jets at the Bears, Soldier Field.
Absolutely. Again, defense, Chicago Bears.
Going with the Bears. Tampa Bay, boy, what a game last week. Sneak out a victory there on the road, taking on the Bengals.
Well, this one's different because both defensive units are nothing to write home about. But what they do have is offense. It should be a high-scoring game. I'm just going to go with the home team.
Going with the Cincinnati Bengals at home over the Bucks. Seattle traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions.
Well, I like the Lions. My only worry is that they might be overconfident after playing the Dolphins.
But you're still going to go with them?
Absolutely.
All right, going with Detroit. The Denver Broncos going to Arrowhead to take on those Kansas City Chiefs.
Denver does not have a chance in the world of beating Kansas City at home.
All right, going with the Chiefs at home. The Washington Redskins on the road, heading to New Jersey to take on the football Giants.
Well, you know, the New York Giants are a bad football team.
Yep.
But they're not that bad. I think they're due.
All right, going to have the Giants at home over the Redskins. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Oh, this is a great matchup. The Browns and the Steelers.
Well, it was a great matchup. The Pittsburgh team that Cleveland saw earlier in the season, I think it was week one when
yep.
they tied. Very different Pittsburgh squad they're facing now. They found their rhythm. The Steelers taking it home.
All right. The Baltimore Ravens and Carolina Panthers.
Well, if you've noticed, I picked all home teams.
Yeah.
That changes with this one. The defense on Baltimore is incredible.
All right, going with the Ravens. The Colts heading west to Oakland, take on the Raiders.
Well, both teams, for different reasons, very disappointing this year.
Yeah.
I'll take the Raiders at home.
Going with the Raiders at home. That is the first of the 4 o'clock games. Continuing with the 4 o'clock games, the Green Bay Packers heading off to Los Angeles to take on the mighty Rams.
Yes, how many games have the Rams lost?
I think zero.
I'll take the Rams.
All right. But don't you always say, Broadway, that they've got to lose at some point during the season?
Well, it's already happened for Kansas City. I think the Rams have a little ways to go.
All right. The 49ers taking on the Cardinal.
I like Arizona at home.
All right, going with the Arizona Cardinals at home. Football night in America. The New Orleans Saints taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
It should be a heck of a football game.
Yeah.
You got to go with that home field advantage.
Going with the Vikings, who have a pretty darn good football team.
Oh, yes, they do.
Monday night football. You got the New England Patriots. You know, these are those regional games. They're the rivalry. It's going to bring out all kinds of fans. The Patriots at Buffalo. Should be a walkthrough for the Patriots, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and this is one of those games where I ask, with all honesty, why isn't forfeit an option? Let the players rest.
Yeah. Going to go with New England, where Buffalo should just take the forfeit. Teams taking a forfeit this week will be Atlanta, Dallas, Tennessee, and the Chargers. They give every team a forfeit, you know, during the year, Broadway. You didn't have that.
No, you know, they've changed everything. They've changed all the rules. I think that I would have had a much longer and a much better career if I'd been allowed to wear a skirt.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. You would have, with the way that they treat the quarterbacks today, you could have gone and played at least 3 or 4 more years and maybe another Super Bowl ring.
You kids that don't know what I'm talking about, go back and look at tape of Broadway Joe getting hit and tell me how many of those would be penalties.
Virtually every one of them. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week, week number 8 in the NFL. His winners: Jacksonville, Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, New York, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Oakland, the Rams, Arizona, Minnesota, and New England. You haven't lost a week yet, Broadway. I think it's going to be another strong week for you.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. And when you watch those tapes of old Broadway Joe eating dirt, remember that back then there was no such thing as a concussion. You got your bell rung and you played the next
yep,
snap.
You shook it off. You shook it off. And I remember listening to many an interview with you. You know, the one that really went at you a lot and he started to feel bad for you was Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Well, he's okay. It's Jim Gray that was the real, just the spawn of Satan.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, mother. Just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, mother. Just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like the show Grey's Anatomy, mother. Just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, mother.
Mark Haney in the news, coming up here in just a second. Got to get you updated on traffic for your drive home first. Oh, I also might want to add that at 6 o'clock, it'll be the Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman show.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. 6 o'clock safe word as well. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. That's why I'm doing traffic right now. Dave is supposedly show prepping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A lot of thought goes into it.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
What do we got? What do we got here? Looky here. Crash. Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. Also looking at this one. Hit and run. We got two hit and runs I'm looking at. Media Lane and Gladiolus Drive right by the Marathon gas station.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Nope. Two different areas. Because the other one, well, yeah. Made his way out of there and headed off to a hit and run at Daniels Parkway and State Road 82. And you.
I bet you it's the same guy.
Yep. Hit and keep moving. Roll them and lock them. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Curault in New York, Eric Severide in Miami Beach, Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday,
October
26.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. By the way, I meant to ask you, you were feeling ill after getting that booster.
Yes.
Are you any better?
Much better. Much better.
So it was like a 24-hour thing?
It was like I was hit with the flu bug.
But just for 24 hours.
Went to bed last night and woke up feeling better.
Well, that's good news. It's time now for things you didn't know. I know we know. I would hope everybody would know who Dr. Sally Ride is.
I would hope they would know who Sally Ride is.
She is an astronaut.
Yep.
And she was our first female astronaut, was she not?
Yes.
So, back in 1983, female astronauts, it was a brand new thing.
Yeah, they didn't know.
And in 1983, NASA engineers, the people that make all this happen, the brainiacs, asked Dr. Sally Ride if 100 tampons would be sufficient for her 1 week in space.
And she said that should just about do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little white mice.
Well, you know, we can laugh about it. White mice clogging up a toilet here on Earth. But mm-hmm. in space, that can be deadly.
Yeah, can you imagine with the women in space now, them jettisoning those tampons out there now? They're floating around in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Those little white mice.
Yep. You imagine the odor, the close quarters on that space station?
Thank God they didn't have a dog on board.
Oh, he'd go nuts. Probably paw his way out all the way to vacuum. I do not understand Muslim people.
You never have.
Because when you think you got a grip on them, they seem to be the last ones that are for women's lib.
Yeah, I think that's they're like last.
Yeah, you wear a burqa, if you leave the house, and you only leave the house with male permission and a male escort.
Yeah.
And Bangladesh, they're always in trouble, and aren't they a Muslim nation?
Are they Muslim or are they Hindu?
Well, they like to say
Hindu.
They like to say Muslim.
Are they Hindu?
India is mainly Hindu. Your Bangladesh and Pakistan split off from India because they wanted to be Muslim. Bangladesh used to be called East Pakistan.
Yeah, and when I hear that, I just think that, you know, Hindu.
But that's India. That's why Bangladesh is its own country. Is because the Muslims didn't want, a bunch of cows running around.
All right.
But for some reason, Bangladesh has not elected a male prime minister since 1989. They have women running the place.
Yeah, that's why I would
say it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it's one way or the other.
Look that up. What's the prime? It's confusing. The primary religion in Bangladesh.
It's Muslim. That's how they like to say it.
I'm sure there's other percentages. Is it 100% Muslim?
I'm sure there's other percentages, but majority Muslim.
What do you see on that, Junior? Bangladesh.
It's 90% Islamic.
But yet they elect a woman.
And the same thing with Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense to me. How can they run the country if they're not supposed to leave the house?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
And anything they do, they have to have permission from a man.
Yeah.
So maybe their husbands run the country.
I don't know.
And if that's the case, why wouldn't they just elect the husband? I don't know. Sounds backwards to me.
Me too.
Canada is becoming increasingly ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the Trudeau boy.
Yeah.
It is illegal to pretend to practice witchcraft in Canada. You're not allowed to pretend to be a witch.
Oh.
However, it's perfectly legal if you're practicing witchcraft for real.
Gotcha. Absolute Law text line. They don't shoot trash into space, Dan. No, they don't. But they do shoot their body waste out into space.
Yeah, they do.
And
they shoot it all out.
They
do shoot trash into space.
I don't think they shoot the trash.
Yes, they do, because it burns up in the atmosphere.
Well, of course, but women aren't using the proper disposal for the tampons. They flush them. And it goes right out the valve.
Yep.
And them white mice. Some guy just said, can you imagine if those things all clustered up in space and you had a tampon meteor heading for you?
Yeah, and then it could become self-aware.
Yeah.
We love Vanna White, don't we?
We've been watching her turn letters for generations now.
It shocked me to learn, not because there's anything wrong with it, but just because it doesn't look like it would be that way, but Vanna White is half Puerto Rican.
All right. It's done her well. She's very attractive, olive-skinned.
Her father was a man from Puerto Rico named Miguel Angel Rosich, but he abandoned the family. And she took her last name from her loving stepfather, Herb White.
Okay.
You know, it's that time of year again.
Haney, it sure is. It's a special time of year. What?
A new survey with an eye towards Halloween. Took a look at the best chocolate candies.
This is I've got my favorites, and none of them are in the fun size.
According to the survey, America's five favorite chocolate candies are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Absolutely.
Kit Kats.
Yep.
Yeah. Hershey's.
Yep.
Twix.
Oh, Twix. Twix. Twix.
And Milky Ways.
I'll tell you right now, and I haven't seen, has anybody seen them this year? The Reese's Pumpkins?
No. Have you?
I have not.
I like anything that's a Reese's holiday thing because it's a bigger peanut butter cup.
The Reese's egg for Easter, the Christmas tree for Christmas, and it's
usually... remember, we would eat like bags of Christmas
they were
trees.
Everywhere at the pumpkins.
Now...
oh, that's Halloween candy, though. You won't... give a Reese's pumpkin because that's not fun size. There's nothing fun about fun size.
Nope. For some reason, if you noticed, Milky Ways.
Yeah.
Okay, but where's Snickers?
I take a Snickers over a Milky Way any day.
For some reason, they didn't include Snickers as an option.
That's ridiculous.
Other things they learned from the survey. 79% surveyed said they eat chocolate at least once a week. Milk chocolate is our favorite, then dark and white chocolate in third place. And then a bizarre 7% said they never eat chocolate, probably because it's dangerous to their pets.
Right. Because they're so sloppy, they drop it on the floor and, you know, one of their animals, one of their pets get out.
No, not because they're sloppy, but because it's not worth taking the chance to have.
Put a fedora on with that. It'll scare you. That's the only villain on the Batman TV series that bothered me was False Face. You take a look at that guy. He creeped you out. A Catwoman, sexy, you know, right? Penguin. Well, False Face.
You know what creeped me out about Batman?
What?
That he was friends with all the crooks.
Oh, they knew each other. He locked them up so many times, and then he'd be the one that would learn first. They're on the loose again.
Uh-huh. But they'd work together sometimes.
Sometimes.
And he was always banging Catwoman.
Yeah, they had a thing. You know? And it depended on what Catwoman. Was it Eartha Kitt?
Julie Newmar
or Lee Merriweather.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just talked about people who won't eat chocolate because it might endanger their pets. Then there are other people, and I have no idea the thought process here, but I would never narc on or tattle on a pet that I cared about.
No, this is a good story.
A woman named Betsy Reyes in Oklahoma City says she recently learned that her dog, Princess, has been sneaking out at night, going directly to the local McDonald's, and pretending to be a pathetic stray.
Yep.
To scam people into giving her free McDonald's food.
Just sits in the parking lot looking lonely.
Betsy caught Princess in the act on Sunday, and the picture she posted on Facebook is going viral.
Look at it.
It looks guilty.
Yeah.
Dog knows it's guilty.
Yeah.
She's asking people not to feed her anymore. Posted it all on Facebook. Quote, if you see my dog at the McDonald's, quit feeding her fat ass.
It is carrying a little weight.
Quarter pounder.
You're damn right.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, the good news today is quite brief. McRib is back.
It's starting now?
That's what they say. Okay. Let's see. More than nine. They don't say how long, just a limited time. It's been gone since last November. Okay. You know, some smart people have said that, half the battle is just showing up.
Yep. Look at Dave.
But you got to put forth a little bit of effort, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little.
Look at Dave.
A woman named Deborah Grebus attempted to cash a bogus check using someone else's ID in Lincoln, Nebraska last Saturday.
Tell you, Dave's never picked up a check.
Well, she may not have either. She was cashing a fake check.
Yeah, I know.
Then she crashed her car trying to outrun the police and got arrested.
Okay.
But a 23-year-old gent named DeAndre France was also in the car with her as an accomplice. And he attempted to take off on foot. And somehow, a random concerned citizen was able to chase DeAndre down on a riding mower. There's police helicopter footage showing the end of the chase. You can see the guy on the lawnmower tearing down the sidewalk at a blistering 8 miles an hour. Then he follows DeAndre behind a house. Cop car pulls up right out of that. Guy on the mower walks out. Walking frog marching DeAndre out by the arm.
There we go.
Get out of here. Come on. Turns out, citizen's name is John Massey. And he was working on a lawn care job when he saw it all go down. The woman DeAndre was with was arrested for forgery, and he is facing charges for criminal possession of a transaction device.
What?
That's something that they where they can get specific, and he gets more time for that.
Gotcha.
So they try and think of what else can we charge him with. Okay.
No McRib in Bonita.
It says 9,000 locations.
Just there.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not till next week.
Oh, son.
Next week.
There goes dinner.
Yeah, I didn't see that. All right. McRib is back next week.
Thank you.
For
Thank
a limited
you.
Time.
Thank you.
But you can plan ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Anytime you're ready,
oh,
Stan.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, been a lot in the news about brides and weddings.
Sure has.
Ashley Velou and David Mellon from Yarmouth, Mass.
Jeez.
Got married last month. They were doing a non-denominational wedding. So they hired a 39-year-old justice of the peace named James Stern to officiate. But when Ashley went to pick up her marriage license, there was a problem. It didn't exist. Why?
Why?
Because David was a fraud.
You know, that's the thing. If you're getting married by a reverend or something, and you think, oh, well, it might be a fraud reverend, well, you have to go to the city and get a license anyways. Your marriage is good because that's just the ceremony. But if the justice of the peace is doing it, they're the ones who hold the license to make it official, so you didn't get married.
David had no license, and that's why, probably why, he didn't bother to submit the license.
Jeez.
If only it ended there.
But it doesn't.
He didn't just scam them for the pay of being an officiant. He also, at some point, broke into the bridal suite and stole the bridesmaids' credit cards.
Unbelievable.
James was just arrested for impersonating a justice of the peace and larceny. And it may shock you, but this is not his first offense.
You don't say.
He has a long history of fraud going all the way back to when he was a teenager.
Take a look at him. This guy. I mean, you ladies, don't ever look for the easy way out with a, it's a fly-by-nighter.
Yep. And if you ask me, this couple is doomed.
Oh, yes. Of course they're doomed.
Ashley and David say, I say and David, he didn't say it.
No saying it whatsoever.
Ashley says they'll redo their marriage ceremony with a small attenuated guest list. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, she says, quote, this man is forever in our photos and video.
Yeah, you got nothing to do about it. And your husband thought you were married now. Now you've been touched.
Yep.
So you can't you can't take that back, huh, baby?
Well, sorry. 25th anniversary. Just look at the pictures and look at the tapes, mother.
Son of a... Yup. Yup.
That's if they make it that long.
I doubt it.
Wonder whatever happened to our wedding videos.
They're destroyed. I know for a fact mine are.
And that's the news for today, Friday.
Rocktober.
26.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
Give me a little rip off the knob.
Turn it up. Rip the knob off. Yeah.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. A little, what we call in the radio business, a little crosstalk with the night show.
I was hoping I'd be able to play something because something came out today you'd be interested
Charlie
in.
Charlie Daniels?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard it?
I have not.
It's supposed to be good. Real good.
Stan and Haney.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Safe word at 6 o'clock with Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. Let's get you updated on traffic one last time.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just a couple of things on the board. This one, Fort Myers crash. 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Home Depot. And another one is in Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard, right by the Sunoco gas station, and you're up to date.
We'll be getting into it more next week, but new Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
You might be a rich man or you may be poor. Maybe you found everything you're looking for. But it don't matter when the reaper's at the door, cause everybody's gotta go sometime. You might be a baron, you might be an earl. You might be covered up in diamonds and pearls. May be the leader of the whole wide world, but everybody's gotta go sometime. You may be standing in the spotlight's glow. 10,000 people come to see your show. Don't make no difference when it's time to go. The curtain falls, ends it all. You may be an international debutante. May have a famous entourage to flaunt. When the clock runs out, it's all for now. Cause everybody's gotta go sometime. Yeah.
Oh, playing fiddle, man.
such. When the bell starts tolling, it don't mean much. Ain't no doubt, when your time runs out, you might have a little, you might have a lot. You may be caught up in some exotic plot, but you better live today just like it's all you got. Cause everybody's gotta go sometime. Everybody's gotta go sometime. Yeah, we all gotta go sometime. That's all she wrote.
Yeah. Good stuff. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Man, I am bad at breakups. I really am. I don't even, what do you even ask on these first dates now? What kind of music do you like? Who cares? This is my new first date question. How likely are you to yell at me in public? That one's going to come in handy. I don't want to be in that relationship 8 months in. She's screaming at me in front of strangers. I'm like, it's cool. We both like Chance the Rapper. I was in an Uber right after the breakup. And you ever overshare with the driver? Try to make a little connection? He was like, how are you? I was like, I just had a breakup. He was like, stuff about breakups. And the second he said that, I was like, I think I made a mistake. He's like, you know what I did when my girlfriend left me? I said, what? He said, I had sex with everyone. You think that helped me? I was like, no. He said, it did. All right. He's like, you know what else I did? I called her up. I told her all about it. You think that made me feel better? I said, God, no. He said, it did. I was like, I'm going to stop guessing. Very unpredictable. And it went on. I finally got out of the car. I was like, do you think that was helping me at all? He said, probably not. I said, it was.
Have your great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. 6 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good. We were just talking about going to see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. You remember in your playing days, you'd turn on the radio and you'd listen to the band Queen, wouldn't you?
Oh, Abby, I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. I wish you were up here in Fort Myers, Naples. We'd have you come to the premiere on Thursday.
Oh, I'd love to be there, but, you know, I don't like to drive at night anymore.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Let me ask you this also. Broadway, you were back in the day on the sidelines with the mink coats and, you know, all styling and profiling. What do you think about these jeans men are wearing these days, these skinny jeans?
Oh, it's god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all part of the globalist plan because they want to reduce the population, and that's where all this gay business and transsexual business comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those people, they know they can't defeat sexual urges, and so they just try and direct it into a way where it's impossible to reproduce.
Well, that's very deep, Broadway. You also did ads for pantyhose, though.
Well, that's true, but back then, see, everybody knew it was a joke.
Right, right. I agree with you. And do you still have that fur coat?
I do. A cat got a hold of it, but I had it patched.
7-6 last week, still winning. This was your worst week, 7-6. 53 wins, 30 losses, and 2 ties overall for the year.
You know what? If my worst week is still winning, I'll take it every time.
I hear you, brother. Let's take a look at this week's games.
Well,
what?
First, there's something I wanted to tell you that happened to me last night. I knew that the Dolphins were on last night, and normally I have my daughter set the recorder for me.
Uh-huh.
But I had forgotten about it, so I set the recorder myself. I saw the Dolphins helmet and hit the red button.
Yeah.
And then went out to dinner and figured that way I can take my time, get home, and,
sure.
and watch the game.
Yeah.
Well, somehow I had recorded the game all right, but it was on the Fox Deportation Network.
Deportes.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Fox, that's the Spanish speaking.
And by then, you know, the game was well on its way, and I figured, oh, the hell with it. I'll just power through and watch the Spanish broadcast.
Okay.
And it was the most bizarre thing. Because I can't imagine what it's like, you know, for people, they go to countries and don't speak the language, because I felt like that watching it.
Yeah.
And the bizarre thing is that certain things they would pronounce in perfect English and go right back to Spanish.
Right. There are certain words that translate better using the English word.
And it was something, I know I can't do it properly, but it was listening to something along the lines of 15, 14, Brock Osweiler, touchdown. Devontae Parker.
Yep, yep. That's what you're gonna and, you know what you're gonna have another tough time this weekend Broadway because you got a game in England.
Well, I don't. Yeah, boy, that's enough foreign stuff for me. I'll tell you.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week, week and, number 8 in the NFL. His winners: Jacksonville, Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, New York, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Oakland, the Rams, Arizona, Minnesota, and New England. You haven't lost a week yet, Broadway. I think it's going to be another strong week for you.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. And when you watch those tapes of old Broadway Joe eating dirt, remember that back then there was no such thing as a concussion. You got your bell rung and you played the next
yep,
snap.
You shook it off. You shook it off. And I remember listening to many an interview with you. You know, the one that really went at you a lot and he started to feel bad for you was Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Well, he's okay. It's Jim Gray that was the real, just the spawn of Satan.
All right.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.